from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at Northwest.com.
To me, no surprise, but I mean, to have that energy and to have our quarterback doing like that, I mean, it's awesome to see.
He shocks me every time. When he gets airborne, it looks good, it feels good, and he gets up. So I'm happy that Josh is 17 and 17 is Josh. And he continues to show the world to stop playing with his name.
Split second situations. The first rushing touchdown, I kind of lowered the shoulder knowing that was a corner. The second time, I know it was Buddha. And Buddha's a good player and he'll lay the boom on you. So I decided to go up and over, but probably can't make a living doing that.
Now steps up in the pocket, throws. Now he's going to run. And the beast has once again been released. Josh Allen with a 6-yard touchdown romp. His second rushing touchdown of the day. 4 total touchdowns from the Bills QB. Can you say MVP?
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good morning. Happy Victory Monday. Short week. So, you know.
Do you like that?
Yes.
Do we like the short week or after week one?
Sure, yeah. I'm ready to see this team play again quickly. So, for my own purposes, yeah,
I think I agree. I like having the Thursday night game right away in week two.
I'd rather it's not necessarily week one. It's not necessarily good for like the Bills or the Dolphins or the players or the health or anything. So let me say all that. But for me and for anybody that's got a little bit of a crazy hungry to see him play again because you know it's start of a season. We're trying to get a beat on what they are. Yeah, I'm glad there's a game on Thursday. 803-0550 your phone number. Okay, stars of the game: Allen, Shakir,
Rousseau.
I'm going to give one to Vaughn.
I just saw a clip. Anthony from Cover One just tweeted out a clip of him driving the right tackle right into Murray. Murray maybe trips on the play. I don't know if that's the one he gets credit for.
It's
the sack.
He
just throws this dude 8 yards back into Kyler Murray.
It's a bull rush sack for Vaughn. It's a bull rush. I think it's a third down play. They brought him in pass rushing situations, and he is all. It's not saying much, but it's saying something. He has already delivered more in one game than he did the entire season last year. So, like, how many can you expect from him? At the beginning of the season, which we're pretty close to the beginning of the season, if you had said 8 sacks from Miller, would you take it? I think a lot of Bills fans would have said yes. And right now, I mean, I'm not going to go like on pace for 17, but the point is, you might get contributions from Vaughn. His pressure stats, we'll see what he did from a pressure stat standpoint, but it was not a terrible day for the defense. I know that they gave up 28, but one of those touchdown drives...
Defense gave up 21. Remember.
Sorry, you're right, 21. Yeah. 21, and one of those touchdown drives was kind of bogus on a penalty.
Right.
So...
That we all know should... Even Gene Steratore was willing to say that it shouldn't have been flagged. He went on Twitter to say it.
Yep.
I don't know if he say it on the... I didn't watch the broadcast with Gene live. But he went on to say it on Twitter after. So, yeah, I mean... their pass rush kind of led the way, right? Like, I wasn't thinking that would be the strength of the... I thought corner would be, like, the strength of their defense. And the film might prove that true. I don't... Like, Rasul Douglas, we didn't really hear his name yesterday, right? But did he have a great day? He might have. I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr. had one catch. And who was Kyler Murray? Might you want to guess the Bills' corners had actually a really good day? Because... who was Kyler Murray throwing the football to? He threw the ball to running backs a lot.
Yeah.
And he threw the ball to his slot receiver a lot. Like, the guys on the outside, Michael Wilson and Marvin Harrison Jr., like, they weren't getting the ball.
The secondary, the coverage in the secondary, Murray was coming off his first read an awful lot or dumping down, right? Like, it's just...
yeah.
He got back there and kind of didn't have answers.
Two targets for Michael Wilson, three targets for Marvin Harrison Jr. Did he throw five passes to the outside?
Yeah.
Everything else was running backs and Greg Dortch and Trey McBride. So, you know, if they can get a pass rush and they have good corners, like, the middle of their defense is a little concerning. Dorian Williams on one of the, maybe it was the long Murray play. Holy cow, that dude was just flying by at 1,000 miles an hour. It was like a slip, he was like on a slip and slide, it looked like, Dorian Williams on that one play. But otherwise, like, if the outside is going to be good and the pass rush is going to be good, then I think the middle of the field can find a way to, you know, hold serve.
Quick thought on the Kyler Murray slide and the penalty. I wonder when the league looks at this, because it really is the toughest play for a defender, because you're running full speed. The moment that guy decides to slide, it's like you're supposed to be able to halt everything you're doing. And even in the case here on this play for Murray, where Jamarcus Ingram is trying to get out of the way,
like, yeah,
he can't. He stops what he's doing. He literally rolls away from him.
Mm-hmm.
But it ends up looking bad. And I saw a highlight of Lamar not sliding, but diving. And I forget who it was, but somebody pointed out, if I'm a quarterback, I think I'm going to dive instead of slide. When you're diving, you can control where your head's going to go.
Yeah.
And in this situation, even though Jamarcus Ingram did not hit Murray like that, quarterbacks that slide sometimes do get absolutely lit up.
Allen got popped yesterday. Remember, he was like sliding with his knees and he got hit?
Right. A slide is supposed to be something where you protect yourself, but you really put yourself in an incredibly vulnerable position. And diving might be better than sliding.
Yeah. Jaden Daniels, I saw yesterday, he doesn't slide. He just kind of rolls forward. He like does a somersault almost.
803-0550. On the game, the opener against the Cardinals. We got full phone lines. We'll rip through some. Chris Brown joins us coming up in about 20 minutes. Mo in New Jersey is up to lead off the hour. Hey, Mo, good morning. Happy Victory Monday.
Hey. Happy Victory Monday, guys. Good morning. My voice is a little raspy. I apologize for that. It's the first time I was at a home opener. I went to the season opener a couple years ago in L.A., but this is the first time at a home opener. The crowd, the atmosphere is definitely electric, you know, especially before kickoff. That first half was a little tough, but the reason I wanted to call, the main point I wanted to make is, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like, it depends on which side you fall on. You know, we got lucky yesterday with the way McDermott handled the end of that game, and I know everybody's called and talked about it. It's been mentioned. I was listening to the game, the post-game show on WGR yesterday on my drive home, and, you know, that field goal there, I thought it was going to cost us the game, and then when Bass kicked it out of bounds, like it was written in stone, we're going to lose 35-34. Thank God we didn't. But that decision, I think in the long run, will cost us more games than would win us. Like, I don't know what the percentages are, but just to go up six, give a team the ball back, you know, with three timeouts, I think they had all three timeouts, with a minute 56 to go is just crazy to me. And any team with any better offense, and Kyler Murray, I mean, the guy, he ran all over us. You know, that was the biggest thing. Like, he was not all over us, but, like, you know, key situations, he was able to scramble. You know, at the end of the game, it didn't really come down to his legs as much. But, like, I just felt kicking that field goal was going to seal our fate with a loss. And just to lose that game, if we would have lost it, after being up by 10 or 11, whatever it was, I think it was 11, you know, before the kickoff return with, like, 5 minutes to go, I couldn't fathom it. I'm glad we won. I'm glad we came out on top. You know, go Bills. Got to get ready for the Dolphins this week, short week. But I'd love to know Chess Day.
Yeah, thanks, Mo. If they get in the end zone there, they didn't. What's the story of the game? McDermott, the defense, that drive?
Yes.
It's that drive.
Kicking the field goal of death is the story.
Yes, it's the conservative nature of that play. Now, they didn't. And I want to mention one thing about the defense. Eric tweeted in, the defense scares me, not in a good way. They can't stop the run or the pass. Ready for this? Arizona averaged 4.5 yards per play. Where does that rank in the league this week?
Oh, near the bottom.
20th. Sure. It's tied for 20th.
Okay. Yep.
And after San Francisco and the Jets go, they might be lower than that. Like, Arizona did not carve up this defense in any way. They held on to the ball, and the Bills made their share of mistakes, but Arizona did not carve up this team.
How big a mistake? What was the bigger mistake? What would we have been focusing on? The decision to kick the field goal, or their two decisions after having 2nd and 3 on the final drive?
To run every time?
2nd and 3, run for 1 yard. 3rd and 2, run for -1 yard field goal.
Like, that's as conservative as it gets.
Yeah.
They are.
That would be what I would be more. I don't like the field goal at all. I would be more in on, man, there's still over 3 minutes on the clock. You're running okay, maybe, but you're throwing pretty good in this game. Like,
they average more than
put the ball in Allen's hands. Put the ball in Allen's hands on 2nd and 3 and 3rd and 2.
Yards per run versus yards per pass for the Bills. Like, yards per rush, the Bills were 3.9. Yards per pass was 8.9.
Yeah.
Like, they passed it much better than they ran it. It's one of the funny things. Like, there's always, for me, this thing about football where you don't even have to run it that well and people will think that you ran it well. Neither one of these teams ran it that well yesterday. And
right.
I got comments about how the Bills got carved up and couldn't stop the run and how well James Cook and the offense ran the ball. And it was less than 4 yards per carry. Like, it was, you know, if you run the ball, I guess what the Bills did was they didn't fumble it and they got first downs. Right, if it's 2nd and 1 and you get a first down, that's running the ball well, and they extended drives with their run game. But they did not rip off any sort of crazy numbers in the run game.
How much room is there for their run rate being so high yesterday, having to do with they just want to see what they have first in the passing? They don't know if they could trust the weapons yet.
I think that's right.
And if Coleman can do more of what he did yesterday, and Shakir and, you know, Kincaid, I guess, didn't really make an appearance, but whatever. If their passing offense looks more solid as time goes on, they'll trust it more and more and more.
I think that would make sense.
I'm hoping that's the case. Like, again, like, the whole league was running more yesterday. Why is that? I don't know. Opening of the season.
Rust. Young quarterbacks. We got a bunch of new young quarterbacks.
Young quarterbacks, right? So, like, the league as a whole didn't really pass the ball a lot yesterday, but the Bills were a part of that at less than 50% in neutral situations. So, my hope would be they saw Coleman yesterday. They saw their offense move the ball when they wanted to throw it. And, you know, the next time they have a situation like that with 2nd and 3 and you need a first down to pretty much put the game on ice, you're not just going to go run up the middle, boom, field goal.
I got a Josh Allen, Travis Kelce comparison to get to you in a moment. Steven Wheatfield first, though. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. I just had a quick thing about the opener. Obviously, I believe that a lot of people would have taken this year's opener easily over last year's. Allen didn't throw any interceptions. And I think a lot of people are looking at, like, who our opponent was and what they were last year. We don't know what any team is until probably week 4, really. And I think that the Cardinals might be better than people think. Forgive me, I work a physical job too.
That's okay. That's okay.
And so I thought that, but then, and I'm all happy about yesterday. I think Allen he's an MVP player. He has been, he will be, and as long as we have him, we'll be there in the end. And then the last thing, did you guys see the stat on Bo Nix yesterday? He threw 37 passes and had 111 yards.
Oh my God.
That was just a wild stat to me. Yeah. I saw it. I'm like, I don't know what that, like, he had 22 completions. But I think if you're a Denver fan, you got to be worried about Checkdown King over there.
Yeah.
Because that is bad. So I'll hang up and listen to what you guys got to say. Go Bills. Happy Victory Monday.
Yeah.
And we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Steve. I would just say on Bo Nix, like, tough first start to be in Seattle, right? That's got to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tall task. And we'll see about the Seahawks defense. They've got a new defensive coach there.
That was a weird game. There were 2 safeties in the first half by Seattle.
I had that.
You had Seattle taking 2 safeties?
Yeah, I made $1 million with a penny bet on that one. Yeah, 2 safeties.
And this is Jeremy's last day of work today because you got plus billion odds.
You guys aren't getting off that easy. I'm going to keep coming in.
Bo Nix, 3.3 yards per attempt. 6th lowest in any game with at least 40 pass attempts ever.
What else did he bring up before Bo Nix?
We've had worse openers, right?
For sure.
Pittsburgh, even a couple years ago, they lost that game.
To the point Arizona being better than people think. If I'm Arizona, I'm not unhappy with how that game necessarily went. What beat me? The freak quarterback.
Right.
That's it. I got pressure sometimes, and he ran over me, and he jumped over me. They got Allen'd. A lot of teams get Allen'd, and they got the freak quarterback, did it to him. So the Kelce and Allen comparison I want to make. This is just, you know, I'm just thinking here. On Friday, when we talked to Scott Pianowski of Yahoo Sports for our fantasy segment, he was talking about Kelce and how the Chiefs probably won't use him the way they have in the past because what are they trying to do? They're trying to win a Super Bowl, and they're going to manage him, right? We don't need you to carry as much as the load. They drafted Worthy. They added Hollywood Brown, Rishi Rice. And his point was, he's Kelce. He's still going to get his, but they're probably not going to lean on him too heavy because they need him later in the season. And he's obviously much older. And here I've got Josh Allen. I know running quarterbacks aren't likely to get hurt running more than they are out in their own pocket. What about when they're leaping over safeties and getting smashed and landing on their left hands and needing x-rays? It might be time to wonder if Josh Allen's injury rate, which, by the way, has been good so far, he's picked up dings here and there. He's not ever missed an extended period of time. But, man, when he says, I can't make a living like that, there's going to be a day where he does what he did there, and it costs them a lot.
Yeah.
Is it okay without saying don't run it because you don't get hurt more if you're a running quarterback? In fact, you can often avoid contact. But this dude throws himself into the wood chipper.
Yep.
And we're going to
also, even if it doesn't ever cost them, there will just be a day where it just stops, right? Like, there will be a day, this happens to all quarterbacks that are like that, like there will be a day where he just doesn't run like that anymore. Or will there be a moment, and this might be far in the future, will there be a moment where he thinks, oh, I'm going to jump over this person and realizes I can't jump as high anymore, and then gets flipped in the air because of it?
803-0550. Mark in Coconut Creek, Florida. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Forgive me if I may be a little off on my stats, but I was watching the game on my phone at my wife's friend's 50th wedding or birthday at Brunt. I think we were in the, I don't have a problem with the more runs. I think we were in the, like, I think you guys said the top 10. Seven of those teams that were in the top 10 made the playoffs last year. So I don't have a problem with that. I just think we need to have some different action on those runs, more like, you know, San Francisco and Miami. I don't even know if we have a fullback or not. Number two, definitely would have kicked. Wouldn't have kicked the field goal, would have went for it, especially they're trying to be a running team. And all offseason, and Kincaid not combined for one catch, maybe we're holding some things back, trying to hide some things. And last thing out the window, I think if we had Diggs, him and Josh definitely could have connected for 3 yards to keep the drive going, but big game this weekend. Tyreek's out of jail. So let's see what we can do.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. On a point on Diggs here, he had two touchdowns. He had six catches. He did not have a big day.
Six for 33.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had him in the slot a lot. And, you know, if you think Diggs has lost a step, you might be right. They schemed him open. I mean, he got pretty clear looks, and his two touchdowns were nice plays.
Yeah.
But they were not the Diggs plays that we've come to know, where he shakes a top corner free at the top of his route and separates. It was just pretty nicely schemed open, relatively easy throws. And I'm not saying that to take anything away from him, just that, you know, they schemed for him. On the Bills and, you know, the teams that run it and make the playoffs, like, that's one way they can keep Allen upright and keep him healthy. Give other people the ball. And he's still going to carry himself no matter.
Maybe they give it to them quick, right? Like, not even give him the opportunity. When you run a screen, you don't give Allen the opportunity to extend a play and then scramble.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 0% scramble rate on a screen pass.
That's right.
So they might think, hey, how do we protect him? Well, one way would be to hand the ball off. The other way would be run some screens. And they didn't do a lot. Well, they did one, right? The Shakir one was a screen.
Yeah.
The touchdown. And maybe there was a Cook one there too, but that's supposed to be an element of this offense with all their yak guys that there wasn't a ton of yesterday, but there was a little.
There is a little bit of like a push-pull here with it after a day like today, because I know we asked this question at training camp. What would be better for – would you like more if the Bills were to not win the Super Bowl? Would you like them to win the AFC or Josh Allen to win the MVP? And it was like 40% think the MVP would be better because it doesn't involve a Super Bowl loss
right.
itself. And here we are today. If you're someone like me that wants more passing and it's on the wide receiver train and all this, why do I want that? Because I want Allen to get as much help as possible. You can also win the MVP that way, of course. But the way they have it right now, what's the headline on ESPN? It's not about him being overrated. It says, Superman saves the Bills, Allen ready to torch NFL. In week one, he's the leader in the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pull up the odds today and tell me he's the favorite for the MVP? One way to win it is to have him do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, that. You know, heavy wears the crown. If that's what he's going to do, it's going to be a lot of work for him. And this game was. Ray and Clarence. Hey, Ray.
Hi, good morning, guys. First of all, I thought the cornerbacks played very well. You know, I think, I don't know offhand, but it seemed like a lot of receptions went to running backs and tight ends. And they were the wide receivers are expected to do well this year for Arizona. And it was a little weird watching the players yesterday. What a turnover. You know, I felt like I was watching the second team of the preseason in previous years. It's like, who are these guys? This isn't the regular team that I'm used to with the names that are gone. But most of all, I was nervous going into yesterday. I know there was a streak going on that I learned a couple years ago. The Packers and the Buccaneers have never won in this stadium. I'm not saying that they ever won in Buffalo, and it was the same thing with the Arizona Cardinals organization. That organization has not won in that stadium, and they haven't won in Buffalo since it was War Memorial Stadium. And I'm glad to know that streak continues and that they'll never get another chance to beat us in New Era, Ralph Wilson. So to me, that's the stat of the week. I love that stat. It's a 50-some-year-old streak, and you know, we had one last chance to continue it forever, and I'm glad we did.
Very good. Thanks, Ray. Thanks for the stat.
The Cardinals never won in that stadium. And the Packers...
definitely never have won in Buffalo.
Won't get a chance, right? Because they just played a couple years ago.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here, right? So there was a Sunday night game here a couple years ago?
Yeah.
I did think about that. Anyone's having this thought just like briefly even in games? Like this, the history of the stadium is coming to a close. Like there are 16 to 20 events left at the stadium, and that's it.
Yeah,
depending on how many home playoff games they might get next year.
Kevin in Buffalo, quickly before the break. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, good morning. Go Bills, Jens. You know, good win. I'm sure you've seen a lot of the Lamar versus Josh debate on Twitter, and I think an underrated aspect of Josh's game is, I think Rob earlier, was his durability. I saw something like he started 96 games in a row, so that was 97th on Sunday. So he's approaching a pretty elite territory there as far as games started in a row. And, you know, if he plays the rest of the season, starts all the games, starts playoff games, you know, he'll be well within the top 10 there. So definitely very underrated. I don't think it's really discussed a lot.
Yeah, you know, what is the number? And when do we start tracking this? Because the most consecutive starts by a quarterback, well, the record is
The record's nuts, isn't it?
Yes. Hold on. Can I tell you what it is?
Sure.
Where does Allen sit right now? Allen sits 18th all-time in consecutive starts.
With how many?
88. This might have been before yesterday.
So 89?
Sure.
Okay. 88 or 89.
What's the record? Josh, what's the record? What's the record to...
Most games in a row started?
Yeah, consecutive starts at quarterback. You want regular season or total, including playoffs? Does it include playoffs? That's where Allen's at 98. Allen's at 98, including playoffs. What is the record? Do you know who has the record?
Is it Eli?
No. Eli's third.
Is it Favre?
Favre.
Is it 120?
It's far more than that, because if it was 120...
Oh, wait, he's 18th. Right.
Yeah. Josh is 18th.
Okay, is it 200?
It's higher.
Higher than 200? It's a lot higher than 200?
It's 321.
So he's got a...
Josh Allen's only...
He's got a mile
he's
to
only
go.
A cool 230.
Is that right? 230?
It's less than that, actually.
All right, well, he's about...
It's crazy.
He's about 13 seasons away from breaking that record. Yeah.
But he does have the active streak. And the next closest guy is...
Mahomes.
Well, they sit him. Like, there's rest.
Oh.
There's rest a starter kind of, and the Bills give Allen the start. 98 straight. Chris Brown, when we get back, it is Victory Monday, Buffalo Bills Football Monday, as we roll through and chat with the Bills play-by-play man. Coming up, we'll talk with him on Mondays and Fridays. Of course, short week this week, but stay tuned. Chris Brown joins us next.
Murray in the shotgun, crowd getting loud. Here's the snap, blitz is coming. Murray swarmed under and he's sacked. He probably tripped over an offensive lineman's leg, but Greg Rousseau was there with Cam Lewis and others. Quick hitter to Shakir, has a blocker in front, down to the 3-2, reaching for the goal line, and he's in! Khalil Shakir with an 11-yard catch and run for the touchdown, and Spencer Brown gets the spiking honors!
Highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. Going to bring on Chris Brown, Bills play-by-play man, joining us on the Western Hotline. Chris Brown's appearance brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, guys?
I saw a comparison that I liked for Khalil Shakir, and that was Hines Ward. Like, plays just a... There's a little bit of a bounce-off, pinball kind of style to his yards after catch, his ability to absorb contact and keep going, and he showcased it big time on that touchdown.
Yeah, I think we got a glimpse of this in the playoffs last year, right? And I thought Josh Allen, when he was asked what makes him so effective, you know, with contact balance and yards after contact, I thought Josh Allen nailed it. He has a very low center of gravity. It's almost like if you look at his body, you feel like his torso shouldn't be as long as it is. And I think his hips are very low set on his frame, and that enables him to change direction on a dime. He is very, very, very shifty. And I remember the touchdown, you know, against Pittsburgh in the playoffs last year where he spins, reverses field, and then, I mean, he shook that defender out of his shoes at the 5-yard line and went in for the touchdown. I mean, Shakir can shake and bake, guys.
In terms of Keon Coleman yesterday, Chris, he leads the way in receptions, targets. He gets the big play down the field as well. It was kind of spread around, though, like we thought. So Coleman leads the way, but didn't look out of place, and did that kind of go how you thought, where everybody seemed to be a little bit involved?
Yeah, I thought it was really difficult for the Cardinals to kind of get a bead on, well, who do we focus on here? And I thought they did pay some attention early to Dalton Kincaid, which, I'll be honest, guys, if I was an opposing defensive coordinator, I'd be probably planning for him and then just trying to cover up everything else as normal. And that's not going to work because Josh can deliver the ball so effectively that if his receiver, he just throws it to the open guy. And that's largely what he did. The Coleman play, you know, he's given his rookie receiver a chance because there was good coverage on that play. But most of the other completions are to open receivers, guys. And I think that's how it's going to work going forward. We said all offseason that this was going to be a very democratic approach to the passing game, and we witnessed it yesterday.
Chris Brown joining us on the Western Hotline. The offense, the slow start. I mean, the game script, it was an odd first half. You know, we had a bunch of running plays early, and Allen scrambling, two pass attempts for him through the first, whatever, 27
yeah.
minutes of football, and he had two pass attempts, which I didn't expect that to stay there. And it's almost like the offense had to shake out maybe some preseason cobwebs before they finally got things rolling. And from there, it's touchdowns on 4 out of 5 drives and, you know, looking like an effective Josh Allen offense that we're used to seeing.
Yeah, I think I would chalk up some of the sputtering in the first half to week one unknowns. You don't know what the opponent's coming out with, and Arizona had a good plan on offense and on defense. You know, their offense was able to hold on to the football, long drives. I mean, the time of possession was 20 minutes to 10 in the first half in favor of Arizona, and Buffalo basically flipped that in the second half. And I think what you want to point to here is, you know, while Arizona brought some unknowns into the game, what about the adjustments by Brady and Babich in the second half? I mean, Kyler Murray throws for 31 yards in the second half. You know, the Bills have 20 minutes time of possession in the second half. They run the ball effectively. You know, Cook finishes with over 100 total yards from scrimmage in another quiet performance. So I think the adjustments by Joe Brady and Bobby Babich at halftime are something that fans should be very excited about, because it demonstrates that you have two guys who are in the play-calling seats now who can make the necessary adjustments to put their players in position to succeed and take over a game in the second half.
Yeah. On those adjustments, I mean, they lose Taron Johnson pretty early on, Chris, so it was – They lose Milano. They're already putting Dorian Williams out there, so they're having to deal with a player they weren't originally planning on starting, a linebacker. Now Taron Johnson goes out, and it's another game where, all right, next man up, right? And it looked fine. There's Ingram, who's playing in Johnson's spot on the final play of the game, making the play to kind of close it out.
Yeah, so the crazy thing about that was Ingram wasn't even supposed to be active for the game going late into the week. And then the Smoot injury happens, and after some lengthy discussions, they decide Ingram will be up with Smoot down with the toe injury. And then, to your point, you know, Taron Johnson goes down, you know, in the first or second series of the game with the forearm injury. And Cam Lewis, who was supposed to be the dime safety, was now playing Taron's spot. Now, they just kind of shuffled that around, and they know Ingram's probably better as a nickel, which is where he lined up some in the preseason, and he played more of that, and Lewis played more of the dime safety. But talk about two guys that really came up with stellar performances. I mean, Ingram and Lewis were really unsung heroes of the defense yesterday. I mean, and it's not just Cam Lewis in coverage. I mean, that guy, I mean, I remember when he played at UB, he always had a linebacker mentality and a defensive back body. That guy can set the edge in the run front. I mean, he steered some runs by Connor back inside where his help was, especially on that third down play on the second to last possession by Arizona. Really did an excellent job in Taron Johnson's spot. So you hope Taron's not out for a long period of time, because Milano's arguably your best defensive player. You can make the argument that Taron's your second best. You don't want to start going down that road again for any lengthy period of time. So hopefully he's okay and he can be back sooner rather than later, but I guess we'll find out more when Coach McDermott addresses the media later this afternoon.
And on the short list of defensive players making a difference and best defensive players, like Greg Rousseau has to be top of mind these days. And honorable mention to Von Miller, who, you know, we've been wondering what he'll be bringing to this team after last year's kind of a lost season, and already an impact. The two edge rushers, primary edge rushers for this team, Chris, I mean, it's about as good a start as you could ask for.
Yeah, and I think the most encouraging thing about Von was you noticed him, right? Like, I don't think he's going to get a ton of snaps, although I was surprised to see him out there on some rundowns. I really felt like he was going to be a true pass rush specialist and kind of fill that role, but he was out there probably even a little bit more than I anticipated. But the fact that you just noticed him, you saw him out there, he was, you know, getting near the quarterback, maybe hitting the quarterback, if not sacking him, that was encouraging. But I think Greg Rousseau, if this kid can stay healthy, is destined for a double-digit sack season, and he's off to a tremendous start with three already. So they come in bunches sometimes, but I think this is a guy whose career is about to explode. And I know a lot of us felt that way, so to see it come to fruition here in week one is pretty exciting for what lies ahead.
We've got a short week for Bills Dolphins on Thursday, and then also the Jets. Like, the Dolphins win their opener, the Bills win their opener, the Patriots win theirs. And if the Jets were able to do something tonight, Chris, I mean, I feel like the AFC East, we know it's going to be a tight race. But, I mean, it could be off and running. The race is on week one, or at least have a real good feel like these three, you know, honorable mention to New England who did win their opener. But I'm interested in the Jets tonight and then Bills Dolphins right away. Like, it's going to be a big match.
Yeah, it feels like it's going to have a playoff feel in week two, which is kind of crazy to say because it's such a long season. But yeah, the hype is real, and you know, you hear all these national pundits talk about other divisions that, you know, they deem best from top to bottom, and really nobody was mentioning the AFC East. They might be thinking differently if the Jets can pull off an upset in San Francisco tonight, and the AFC East is suddenly 4-0 after week one. It'd be crazy.
Yeah. All right, Chris. Short week. We'll talk later on this week. Bills Dolphins on Thursday. We'll be listening. Thanks.
All right. Take care, guys.
Chris Brown. He joins us every Buffalo Bills football Monday or Tuesday, or, you know, depending on the Friday is going to be Friday. It's complicated with all the schedule stuff. Chris's appearance brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by Lockport Outdoor Store. High impact gear for hardworking men and women. Jeremy and Joe, quick break. Back to more of your phone calls. It is a Buffalo Bills football Monday. Victory Monday on WGR.
Williams blitzes, pumps, ball's out, and it's recovered by Buffalo. The question is whether they deem it an incomplete pass. Dorian Williams on the football. It's Buffalo ball.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to see still, you know, and they were going for two, and so we were more getting organized there. They obviously creased it there, and we'll look at it on tape. I'm walking back over here in a couple minutes when I'm done here, and going to take a look at it.
Sean McDermott talking about some of the big plays Arizona had in that game. Bills win. That slice of audio brought to you by Picasso's Pizza, your game day tailgating headquarters. It's also time to go around the league in a dash, brought to you by Dash's Markets, serving Western New York for over 100 years. Shop the family of finer foods. I keep watching this Anthony Richardson rocket.
Oh, my.
It's crazy. This throw he makes.
Third furthest throw the Next Gen Stats has charted since they started charting throws.
All right, so we've got both ends of the spectrum on Next Gen Stats. One, you had Anthony Richardson with something amazing. Then there's this one. Deshaun Watson was 0 for 10, passing 15 or more air yards on Sunday, which is the worst from any quarterback since 2006 when air yards started to be tracked. No one's ever gone 0 for 15 before. It's the worst.
Can you put Jameis in if you're Cleveland?
They should.
He's got three. They're tied to him for three more years, though, before they can realistically get out. I mean, they should. I think Winston in there gives them a chance to win. At least he could throw the ball. Like, I don't even know if Watson can throw the ball anymore.
Yeah. Let me tell you, there's one play I saw you found it on Twitter as well. Like, one of these NFL films guys, film analyst guys, found the Tyreek Hill 80-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
And the play that it is. Is designed to put stress on a safety. And what happened is they run an RPO that looks like it's a pass option on a little dump-off screen.
Yep.
And instead, Tua pulls it down and waits in the pocket even longer.
Yeah.
Like, this is not just a regular old play call. This thing is dressed up quite a bit. And they got Tyreek Hill, and they got him the ball in double coverage, and he ran all the way down the field. Like, you want to talk about scheming your best player into space. Like, Mike McDaniel does a good job with that stuff. And the Bills, like, the safeties, I think, get tested an awful lot more this week than they did against Arizona. I mean, Waddle had 100 yards.
Yeah.
And Hill had an 80-yard touchdown and 100 yards. Like, two 100-yard receivers.
Achane also had a huge game. And a lot of that through the air, too.
Yeah, he ripped off a bunch of yards on the ground. He was number one in yards per carry on the ground this week. So, the Bills have been good against Miami, but, you know, every test, you're going to be a little bit afraid of that speed. And speed's not any slower this year.
Yep.
More of your phone calls when we get back. 803-0550. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, Victory Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Has time, looking deep down the right sideline for Coleman, and he's got it! Caught at the 5-yard line! That's what the top pick's here for!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.